Well, good morning, and welcome to Worship Online at Altidore Church for this Sunday, May the 23rd. It is the Victoria Day weekend, and I know that a number of you are traveling and camping, and so I hope that you're able to join us from wherever you are, and we are blessed to be able to worship together no matter where we are. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that we live, work, and play on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, Piikani, the Tsuut'ina, the Stoney Nakoda Nations, the Métis Nations Region 3, and all people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. And we thank you for caring for God's creation so that we can all enjoy it. We also reaffirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is a place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. Together we hope that all can find the true love of God and authentic community. Our call to worship this morning: this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God made the bright warm sunshine and the freezing cold snow. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God made the little tiny flowers and the great big pine trees. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God made the peaceful palms and the crashing waves. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God made the cornfields and the Rocky Mountains. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God made the creeping caterpillars and the kicking kangaroos. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God made you and God made me. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come, let us praise God for making all things new. Let us pray. Creator God, you made all that is both seen and unseen. You made us in your image, both male and female, and you, that we might reflect your goodness, wisdom, and love. And so as we gather today, may our faith be renewed, and may we serve you. Amen. So today is our Altidore Informal, and it's Camp Sunday, and we are really excited at church today. We're just going to get together and sing some camp songs and have a traditional Camp Sunday service, and so I would encourage you to join us if you can, but if you can't, we'll do a little bit of that here. You will note that our playlist is a bunch of camp songs, and so I encourage you to listen to those and maybe sing a few of your own favorite camp songs. Camp is a big part of my upbringing, and of course with our children and our grandchildren, camp is still a big deal, and we love to go camping. I'm actually camping this weekend, so we'll not be in church on Sunday, but I also know that many of us enjoy going camping and going to camp. The camp that we are most connected with, and the one that I'm really pleased that my grandchildren are the fourth generation to attend, is Gull Lake Center. It used to be called Gull Lake Baptist Camp, but it is now a year-round Gull Lake Center. And they have been wonderful instruments of God's salvation through camping experiences, which are very important and often draw people to know Christ as their Savior and Lord. And Gull Lake has been trying for 2 years now, well, this is probably third year, to celebrate their 100th anniversary. They had it planned in August, or in 2020, and then they had it planned in 2021. Both times were canceled because of COVID. So a little late, but they are celebrating their 100th anniversary, and that celebration is on June the 11th, and I encourage you to go to gulllakecenter.ca and to register and join us as we celebrate that particular day. And to entice you a little bit, if you have not, if you have kids or grandkids that are interested in camp, I think there's still a few spaces, and just to pray for the camp and to be part of that. So I'm quite thrilled that Gull Lake is able to celebrate their 100th anniversary. And I encourage you to attend. Our scripture reading this morning from the Old Testament is from Psalm 8, and I'm reading it in both the NIV and also in the Message. They're a little bit different, and I really appreciate what both of them have to say. Psalm 8, NIV. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the wild animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, and all that swims in the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Such a wonderful psalm, speaking of the beauty of God's creation. And from the Message again, God, brilliant God, yours is a household name. Nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Toddlers shout the songs that drown out enemy talk and sing and silence atheist babble. I look up at your macro skies, dark and enormous, your handmade sky jewelry, moon and stars mounted in their settings. And then I look at my micro self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? Yet we've so narrowly missed being God's, bright with Eden's dawn light. You've put us in charge of your handcrafted world, repeated to us your Genesis charge, made us stewards of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild, birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deep. God, brilliant Lord, your name echoes around the world. I would encourage you to just enjoy those brilliant words this morning. Let's spend a little bit of time in prayer, shall we? Glory to you, Almighty God. You spoke and light came out of the darkness. Order rose from confusion. You breathed into the dust of the earth and we were formed in your image. You looked on the work of your hands and declared that it was all good. And still you speak. Breathe life and look for us. We praise you. Glory to you, Jesus Christ. You met us as a refugee, a threatened child, the Word made flesh, born in a forgotten place. You called us by name to leave what was comfortable, to be your disciples, companions, and friends. You saved us by kneeling at our feet, stretching your arms wide to take away our sins and walking through death to life again. And still you meet, call, and save us. We praise you. Glory to you, Holy Spirit. You brooded over chaos, mothering and shaping God's new creation. You inspired prophets and evangelists to discover the right word for the right season. You liberated the early church for mission, claiming all of life for the Lord of all. And still you brood over, inspire, and liberate us. We praise you. Merciful Triune God, we confess to you now that we have sinned. We confess the sins that no one knows and the sins that everyone knows, the sins that are a burden to us and the sins that do not bother us because we've got used to them. We confess our sins as a church. We have not loved one another as Christ loved us, and we have not given ourselves in love and service for the world as Christ gave himself for us. We confess our sins as a country. We have not loved as Christ loved us. We have not given ourselves in love and service for the world as Christ gave himself. And still, you forgive us, redeem us, and restore us. We praise you. And together we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, And forgive our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And our New Testament scripture is a very short scripture this morning, and I know it is one that our people together, worshiping together at the church, will be contemplating today as Laura leads them in a short message as well. It comes from Hebrews 10, verses 22 to 25, and I'm reading from the Message. So let's do it. Full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out, let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. Let us see how inventive we can be in encouraging love, in helping out, not avoiding worship together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the day, the big day, approaching. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So for many of us, the word camp brings all kinds of memories, most of them filled with joy and happiness and lots of fun. I love camping. I grew up going to Christian camps in the summertime. From the time I was about 2 on, I was at camp every summer. A few summers, my whole family spent the summer at camp as my father directed, Maple Springs Junction in the Okanagan back then, and it was for a couple of summers we lived out of camp for the whole summer. And then when I was old enough to do that myself, I also spent a few summers at camp the whole summer as well, helping in any way I could. I love camp. I love Christian camping, and I love all that it stands for. I also love camping in the mountains, and actually that's where we are this weekend. Now my kids will tell you that we don't camp anymore, it's glamping, because we do have a nice trailer with a nice bed and a few of those kind of things. But it is such a blessing to be able to go and spend time in nature, isn't it? And the scriptures we read from Psalm 8 bring us a picture of all of that. Think of it. Think of nature. Think of the majestic, beautiful mountains. My granddaughter and I, as I drive her to school each morning, always have to look to the west and see what the mountains look like today, because they're never the same from day to day, and it's just wonderful. And it's even more wonderful to live so close to such beauty that many people don't even get to see, and to be able to spend time there. It's just one of my favorite things to do. You get to listen to the trees and the wind and the rain. Oh, I love the smell of rain. Walking, hiking, and just spending time with nature. I also love to sit around the campfire at night. And as Anne from Anne of Green Gables used to say, she loves the light of a pixie flame. Mm-hmm. It just brings back just the smells and sounds. I love it, and I'm so anticipating doing that. And when we think about all of these things that come from the earth, there are so many lessons that we can learn from that, aren't there? And have learned. You see, creation speaks, and creation calls. God, our Creator, uses this wonderful creation that we are a part of to nurture our souls. I remember years ago we were living in Cochabamba, Bolivia, which is semi-desert. And about a year in, I was really getting kind of restless, and I couldn't figure out what I was missing. And then one day we drove up to Los Molinos, the Baptist camp in that valley. And it was in the mountains. And as I got out of the Jeep, I heard the sound of water, of the creek, the big creek, the stream, rushing by. And all of a sudden my soul just went, it spoke to me in an incredible way. And that's what happens when we move into creation, when we spend time in nature. Communing with nature and letting God speak through nature is a huge, huge part of camping for me and for many. But the best part of communing with nature is communing with other people. Camp really isn't camp, for me particularly, without people. Yes, the introverted side of me likes some quiet nature time and it feeds my soul. But I also love nothing more than to sit around the fire and talk and sing and just be. People are the best part of creation for me. We, as the body of Christ, need each other. We need people. That's how God has designed us all. We need to journey together. We need to journey through life together in communion with God's people, our family, creation. Our memory verse for this week speaks to that, doesn't it? We read it a few minutes ago in the message. And in the NIV it says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day approaching." Many of us, through COVID, have lost our social muscle, and we need to work to rebuild that. Some of us have gotten out of the habit of going to church, and we need to reestablish some of those habits. It is important for us to spend time with each other. John Hagee speaks to this when he says, "We live in a culture driven by a consumer mentality. So many voices and choices compete for our attention. On any given Sunday, we are faced with a choice to attend church or to spend our time elsewhere. Even in Apostle Paul's days, this seems to have been an issue. He writes to the Hebrews to continue to assemble together for worship, even though some had given up the practice. He knew that we would need one another." Does that sound familiar? It does to me too, and this spoke to me. He goes on, "Have you ever thought that perhaps you might hold the answer to someone else's prayer? That they will be sitting in the pew, desperate for the hope you could bring. Philippians 2:4 encourages us to look out not just for our own interest, but to watch out for others too. Paul compares the body of Christ to the human body in 1 Corinthians 12. Every part has its purpose, and every part needs to be present for the whole body to function at its highest potential. Without just one part, we would be off balance. And creation would be off balance, wouldn't it?" You see, the body of Christ functions in the same manner. The gifts that you bring, your fresh perspective, your testimony of God's faithfulness, sometimes just the mere fact of your supportive presence, the body of Christ needs you. When you're absent, the body is lacking. When you hold back, someone is left in need. When you don't share what God has given, we limp along without balance. We are interconnected and interdependent, checking in and watching out for one another. He goes on, "Grab a cup of coffee with someone. Make dinner reservations with another family. Welcome the newcomers. Show up at church for someone else's sake." That is how God created this family of believers. I would expand it even further. I would say, go for a walk in nature with someone and let God speak to both of you or to many of you. Or sit around a fire and relax with someone or many someones and let God speak. Each of us are a critical part of creation, and God speaks through His creation. Each of us is a critical part of the body of Christ, both in our own congregation and worldwide. So, let's enjoy His creation. Let's enjoy camping and camp. And let's enjoy each other. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the beauty of your creation and the ability to enjoy it. Help us to recognize your creation in each other as we journey together. Help us. Help us to not forsake meeting with each other. Help us to worship together and spur each other on, encouraging each other and helping out. Help us to be your hands and your feet as you have called us to. In your name, we pray. And now, go into the world. Dance, laugh, sing, and create. And go with the assurance of God's blessing. Go into the world, risk, explore, discover, and love. Go with the assurance of God's grace. Go into the world, believe, hope, struggle, and remember. We go with the assurance of God's love. Thanks be to God. And we go. Amen.